We've heard the fanfare. Madeline now joins us in the Main Street studio. This will be the event we've been looking forward to. We'll see how good Matt was at predicting the results in the Oscars, the Academy Awards, which were held last weekend. Matt, welcome back to Main Street.
Hi, Craig.
All right, Matt. By my accounts, in the top six categories, you did awfully well. You batted 666. That's pretty good. If I were a baseball player, anybody would take that. But you were right. We were talking about Anora on Monday.
Yo. 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 Should we pick up milk?
Do you see milk in the fridge?
No.
Then I didn't pick up the milk.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Chill out in a private room.
I got a kid who wants someone who speaks Russian.
My Russian is terrible. I can't even roll my
R's.
No, no.
Я просто хотел тебе предложить. Ты хочешь быть эксклюзивно со мной?
15. Cash up front.
Deal.
Deal.
If I get married to an American, I wouldn't have to go back to Russia.
Okay, so who should marry?
And do you, Anora, take this handsome gentleman?
My wife!
Да я был с ним две недели назад буквально. Не, он не жена.
Well, you did tell them, right?
Иван Джан, открой дверь, пожалуйста.
Ваня, should I call 911?
Ты женился на какой-то проститутке?
What?
Это она? Ivan!
Like, what do you do to get all of this?
I am telling you, you do not know this guy.
Vanya!
It's a frog marriage, and we're getting
a
in an old ASAP.
That's a nice guy.
Vanya, be a man and talk to me.
What is that? Is that a butterfly?
Yeah, it's a butterfly.
You're so classy.
I know.
I got dollar signs like a real hoe.
So as the night wore on, though, I thought to myself, Mikey Madison's going to win because Anora was winning a lot of awards. And you're looking for trends, Craig, watching this show. And, you know, the substance got makeup. But I was happy that Mikey Madison won. But, yes, big night for Anora. Sean Baker becomes the first person in Oscar history to win four Oscars in one night for the same movie because he edited the show too. So he got screenplay, best picture, best director, and he physically edited the whole thing himself as well. So big night for Anora. I know it's a film a lot of people did not see. This is not, you know, a blockbuster Titanic, Oppenheimer type movie that a lot of people saw. But I saw it the first weekend it came out in October and it struck me right then. And as things kind of changed through Oscar season with Wicked and Emilia Perez were kind of maybe the early favorites to win, but that just didn't happen for either one of them, it became clear that Anora was the favorite and the darling of the Academy. It's an unusual movie. I encourage people to see it. It's maybe not for everyone. There's a lot of sex in there. There's a lot of swearing. But it is kind of this crazy madcap comedy adventure about this sex worker played by Mikey Madison, who plays Anora. A lot of crazy supporting characters in there, too. So I think they made the right choice if I was voting. I was not thrilled that Adrian Brody beat Timothy Chalamet. As you know, I've kind of talked about this a little bit on the show. If you're going to win a second Oscar and now Brody has two, I'd like to see some variance in the two performances. And, you know, I've chatted about this with my friends. There's not a lot of difference between who he played in The Brutalist versus who he played in The Pianist. You know, It's a Holocaust survivor, you know, and that's a great story. It's a moving story, but he kind of played a variation on the same part. And Chalamet, you know, studied for 3 years to play Bob Dylan. I think the performance difficulty was more in Chalamet's corner, and he got the SAG, but just did not ever quite beat Brody enough at the BAFTAs and some of the critics' organizations leading up to it. And I'm still kind of baffled. I'm just kind of baffled why Chalamet didn't win. It had every mark checked of what an Oscar performance, Oscar-winning performance should be, and it just didn't happen. The two supporting performances, we nailed those. Kieran Culkin, Zoe Saldana were pretty much locks to win that. And as I said with Best Actress, I was happy Mikey Madison won. I'm not a huge fan of The Substance. You know, I think the makeup really helped Demi Moore a lot as in the second half of that movie. Not that she wasn't good in the part, but I think they made the right pick with Actress. I think they made the wrong pick with Best Actor, even though Brody is good in The Brutalist. I just don't see a second Oscar for him.
How did you think the show went overall? How did Conan O'Brien do as host?
Oh, I thought he was very funny. This is what he's used to. He's used to hosting these shows. I thought the jokes landed pretty well. You know, the show got long. It's 3 hours, 45 minutes. That's why they're now starting it at 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Los Angeles time, which is crazy that it starts that early. But it has to, because the show, there's so many awards they have to get through, and there's musical numbers and, you know, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo right off the bat doing that. The singing duet was great. I enjoyed Mick Jagger coming out to present Best Song. I think that was a surprise. People got a kick out of that. And you see how he just kind of skipped across the stage? I challenge you to find an 81-year-old man in better shape in the world than he is. I enjoyed the Gene Hackman tribute by Morgan Freeman, the soundbite they played at the end of the In Memoriam, where Hackman talks from Uncommon Valor about, if we meet again, we'll smile, and if not, this parting was well made. That's a perfect way to end it. I think overall the show was decent and good. I enjoyed the Adam Sandler bit, you know, with Conan O'Brien as well.
Chalamet.
Yep. If only that could have meant he won the Oscar. But
wouldn't that have been great?
Yes.
All right, Matt, if you were to change the Academy Awards in any way, what would you do?
I think 10 nominations is too many for Best Picture. I've had a lot of people kind of comment on that to me. I had a friend that didn't even know they were up to 10 nominations because they just don't pay attention to the Oscars. The last time there were 5 nominees for Best Picture was 2008. I'm okay with it being more than 5, but I think 10 gets maybe a little high. I don't know where the number, I don't know where the sweet spot is between 5 and 10. That's the problem. So maybe that gets a little bit too many Best Picture nominees. But overall, you know, it's hard to know what to change about the show, and people complain about the show every year. I've come to this conclusion, Craig. The Oscars are really a show for cinephiles like me and maybe people that want to check out Conan's monologue and some other funny things. It used to be, you know, primetime viewing for everybody in the country, because you had three or four channels. Now there's so many viewing options. And quite frankly, a lot of people didn't see Anora. A lot of people didn't see Emilia Perez or I'm Still Here or The Brutalist. And so, you know, to have a high viewership for a show like this when people didn't really see a lot of the movies is going to be tricky. I think last year with Barbie and Oppenheimer, my guess is when the ratings come in, the ratings will have been higher last year. I'm pretty safe predicting that.
All right, Matt, what do you have coming down the road for us here on your weekly movie reviews on Main Street?
Well, Captain America: Brave New World, I finally saw that. I will review that next week. And as you know, the Marvel Cinematic Universe has struggled since Avengers Endgame to kind of find their footing with this new kind of cast of people. And Anthony Mackie now assumes the role of Captain America, so we'll talk about that. I am going to finally see Nickel Boys, and we'll talk about that in a few weeks. That's, of course, the movie that the only one of the 10 Oscar-nominated Best Picture nominees that I did not see, but I do have access to it now, and we'll talk about that. And then this is kind of the dead year for, you know, releases. You get a lot of films released in March and April. Probably are not going to be Oscar nominees, but we'll still keep going to see them.
Matt, the Academy Award trivia part of our show is right now, and this is one that's related to something we just spoke of earlier. I'm not sure that you're going to get this one, Matt. I'm setting you up here. What Academy Awards were the most watched on television?
I will say the year Titanic won, 1998.
My gosh.
Did I get it?
You are brilliant, Matt. That's right. It had 57.25 million viewers, and it was most popular because it did feature Titanic. And last year's, just for comparison, had about 19.5 million viewers on television.
Yeah, it's crazy how it's just dropped over the years. And I think that's just a sign of the times.
Your knowledge is It's unprecedented, Matt. We've been to the movies again with Matt Olien. Thanks for joining us on Main Street.
You bet.